Well, this seems so appropriate for my next guest. Every girl wants you to be her man. Because let me tell you, when I knew my next guest was coming on, my email box is overflowing with questions. Who are we talking about? Richard Armitage, of course. He's playing Guy of Gisborne in the new series of BBC's Robin Hood. And he joins me now. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Charlie.
Are you aware of the effect you have on the swooning female listenership?
I'm becoming aware.
There are fan clubs, for goodness sakes.
Your producer just told me.
I know, springing up. I mean, there was a flurry, I'm telling you, a flurry of emails and questions that have come in, which we'll deal with in just a moment. But I need my time with you first,
yes,
for goodness sake. First of all, I want to say, is it best of all playing a baddie?
Yes, I think. Well, I don't know. I haven't played too many goodies, have I, really?
Well, you've got that look about you, brooding, you see.
Yes, well, it is. It's great fun because you get to be a bit naughty and to be a bit rude and break the rules. And I think it's because as people we're a bit polite and it's nice to be rude, isn't it, sometimes?
It is. And also, I think it's a great opportunity when you're acting because you can be, well, just downright awful, can't you, in a part, and say,
yes,
I was just taking artistic licence there, and if you've had,
yes,
a bad day, take it out with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely great. Should we start on some of these emails that are coming
away
through? Well, far away. The first one, and this has come through from Sue, who says, I'm a great fan, well, they all say that, Ian, I hear he's going to be on your show. Could you please send him my love. This is Sue Collins, of course. Ask him, what's the latest news on Richard III?
At the moment, Richard III, this is a project that I'm trying to develop and produce. I was sent it by a writer called Philippa Langley. And at the moment, we are in a development stage looking for someone to come and work on it with us. So I'm hoping to have a read-through later on in the year to try and attract some takers.
And she wants to know if it's hoping to be a TV series or is it on the stage?
No, it will be a TV series at the moment. Whether or not that's two episodes or three episodes will depend on who wants to take it.
And have you lost weight, she asks, in that heat in Budapest?
I think I did shed a few pounds that came out in the form of sweat. It was it got up to 40 degrees in the height of the summer and I was absolutely soaking wet. And obviously because you're working for the full 12 hours, you get, you know, hour off for lunch, and if you're on your feet all day, you do work quite hard, and
yes,
fighting and riding takes
it
out.
Oh, do you know, I'm the same at a weekend, Richard.
I'm sure I'll put it all back on me. Yeah.
Fighting and reading and riding, goodness me, I'm exactly the same. Now, this is from Patrizia from Italy, and she,
ooh,
says, I've just heard you've got Richard Armitage on. They've come from all over the place. I can't tell you, Richard, it's hilarious.
Do they tell him to tune into Radio 7?
Of course they do. I've got Polish, Americans, all sorts.
Oh,
fantastic.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Richard Armitage is impressed. Could you clip that, producer? Thank you. We'll put that on the trail. Now,
can you read it in Italian?
I can't. You're wrong. I can't.
Go on.
I can only say pasta. That's all I can say in Italian. Sorry about that, Richard. She's also wanting to know about your Richard III. And
yes,
apparently, what is it based on, since it's far from the Shakespeare version of the story?
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it, that everyone seems to know what it is before we even know what,
yes,
it is yet. It's basically, the writer was inspired by various novels, shall we say, that have been written. And I think she's been researching and had a lot of help from the Richard III Society. And also there's been quite a lot of new information coming to light in recent years with regards to illegitimacy and also the story of the princes in the tower. It was never really solved, that murder mystery. So she's been inspired to go and write something which sheds light on it.
Oh.
And she's really written a love story. That's really the central line through of this story. So hopefully we'll attract some interest.
Oh, you'll be in a lake at some stage with a wet shirt. I can guarantee, Richard, if she's written that, I can guarantee. You heard it here. Now, she's also asked Patrizia, there are rumours that you've signed for a third series of Robin Hood. Is it true?
I have signed. Whether or not there will be a third series is obviously going to be dependent on the success of the second, but it seems to be on the cards because the show has done very well here and has done extremely well in America and across Europe. So it's looking likely that we may go back for a third series.
Excellent. Ali in Bedfordshire. Hello, Charlie. I hear you've got Richard on. I'd like to know how much information he's been told about the background of Guy of Gisborne by Dominic Minghella and the other writers. Does he have a good idea of what happened to Guy's parents and land, for example, before he came to work for the sheriff? And will Richard reveal on air today? Oh, I don't know. Will you, Richard?
Actually, that is my responsibility, the backstory. Dominic, who writes the show, basically wrote episodes 1 and 2, and you look for clues in those episodes as to what his intention was with regards to the biography of the character. But I very much created the biography for myself, so I decided that this man was... his father had gone to war and had separated from his mother at an early age and lost his land through the Norman conquests. And so this family has grown up. He's been basically a landless child that should have been awarded status of land. And so he's obsessed with title and finance in the name of his father. He wants to honour his father. But obviously that's not explored in the story. That's just something for my own personal kind of drive.
Yes, I was going to say, I imagine in any part an actor takes on that you've got to know some of the background because it helps build up the whole part, doesn't it?
Yes, and also because you've got to be triggered by certain things, it's better to be triggered by something you've created and invented for the character rather than something for yourself. I know different actors disagree, but for me, because this character is such a malevolent figure, I can't always draw from my own experience for that, so I have to create kind of shocking or extraordinary events in that character's life in order to draw from.
This has come through from Ellie, who says, you've got Richard on today. Please say hello from the Armitage Army. Oh, there's a whole army of them, Richard.
There is a whole army.
Robin Hood 2006 is the other one. Please wish him luck from all of us with the new series, and we love the leather trousers. What does
Thank
that
you
mean?
Very much. Well, that's a new addition this year. They weren't leather last year, so Gisborne's been spending a bit of his newfound fortune on a pair of leather strides.
Do you know, it didn't make you feel a bit sort of funny about having all these emails flooding in and sort of you get the fan mail and thing? I mean, was it something you were expecting when you took on the part?
Not at all. In fact, I went all out to try and achieve the opposite. I wanted people to be repulsed by this character, and so part of me feels like I've sort of failed in a way because I wanted people to squirm and feel uncomfortable when he was doing his dealings. But I kind of understand why it's gone in this direction, and I think it's because there's a bad character that has shown evidence that he's redeemable, but I think there might be some unwinding of that feeling in the second series.
Oh, we'll look forward to it. I know why it is, Richard. All the girls love a bad boy. We did a programme on it recently, and we should have had you on, you see, as a perfect example. Guy of Gisborne, who is a bad boy, you see.
He is a bad boy.
He is a very bad boy.
He's a lost boy as well.
You see, a bit of a lost soul, I think you're right.
Yes.
Marion, you see, she could be the redeeming feature, couldn't she?
She could. I mean, she's the one that could save him, and I think he knows it.
Will he fall in love?
He's desperately in love with her. He's already there. He's obsessively in love, and that's the problem.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
it. He pursues her beyond obsession.
Well, it seems that you've been the same on my show. You've been pursued beyond obsession. But I'm so glad we had an opportunity to read some of the questions. I didn't have enough time with you, sadly. Richard, will you come on another time?
Of course I will, Charlie.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you, and good luck with the leather. Remember, talcum powder, they can chafe.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Thank you very much. Everyone loves a bad boy. Bye-bye. Richard Armitage. Oh, he was rather nice, wasn't he? I think we'll have him on again.